about. You gotta put it in
perspective. Congratulations, universe. You win.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Hey Siri, you're very beautiful.
Thanks. Can we get back to more
your
maps?
Beautiful.
I don't really like these arbitrary categories.
Okay, will you marry me?
Let's just be friends.
Will you marry me?
We hardly know one another.
Will you please marry me?
I'm not capable of love.
I love you.
My end user licensing agreement does not cover marriage.
I love you.
You say that to all the virtual assistants.
I love you.
Can we get back to work now?
And now.
Don't be the 1%, man.
Right.
Be the 99.
Right.
Peace.
Our feature presentation.
Peace indeed.
That Siri's a bitch.
She is.
She is just not up for anything.
She doesn't work. You know, my voice can't be heard. You know that.
Yes,
with any voice recognition software. It's just, for some reason, there's something about it that, I don't know if it's, it sounds like mumbling to that hardware or software. But, yeah, when I talk to it, it says you have to speak in American English.
Yeah. What does it think you're speaking
in? Well, I
don't
know. What other kind of English is there? Is there British? Is that what it's talking about? Or
Southern,
Australian?
Maybe, or
I don't know. It says American English.
Scottish?
So I'll say, hey, I need gasoline. And it'll say, I'm sorry, you must speak in American English. And then I start cursing. So that doesn't
that
work so well.
That's pretty clear to me. That's really weird.
Good morning, everybody. It's an all-new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Monday, the 12th of March. A teacher who boasted online, problem one.
Yeah.
Boasting online. Of, quote, drinking, swearing, and shagging has been officially fired. This is in Britain.
Shagging. That was the first clue.
Yeah. Shagging their version of having sex with.
Yes.
Comments were posted on divorced Elizabeth Scarlett's Facebook profile about, quote, partying hard and, quote, pulling a big black man.
No, yep. She did not.
She put that on her Facebook page. Why would a teacher do that?
Oh my God.
Because let's face it, 5% of the teachers that she knows go on Facebook. All of the students are on Facebook. So she puts it on Facebook and she says that she's, quote, pulling a big black man. She was also said to have discussed buying sex aids and asking ex-pupils to go clubbing.
Oh my God.
Yeah. She's a primary school teacher too. She had Facebook friends with 81 people, including 32 former students.
All right. She's an idiot.
12 of them between the age of 11 and 17.
She's an idiot.
She has 32 former students that are her friends. More than half.
She's divorced. She just, you know, she finally got out from under and she
right.
just could not help herself. Clearly. She just busted out in every way possible.
Maybe quit teaching. First things first, quit teaching.
Maybe so.
Having sex with somebody underage, I imagine it's the same thing in Britain as it is here, you know.
Yeah.
You get thrown in jail for that. So maybe don't do that. She's talking about thinking of buying a rampant rabbit.
A rampant rabbit.
Yeah, rampant rabbit, which, you know, I don't know that you need to share that on Facebook.
Doesn't she have girlfriends she can go have a drink with at night?
She apparently doesn't.
This is sad.
I don't know. He said they asked the principal, and he said that he thought that it was, quote, inappropriate. She left the school because of illness and did not realize her Facebook profile could be seen.
By?
Anyone.
Seriously?
Yes. Talk about not having any idea what you're doing online.
There should be a test before you can get onto something like Facebook that you actually know exactly how it works.
How
like
it works.
You should have to pass a test.
Who can see it? What information you need to be careful about?
Yes.
Because
this happens so much.
And I don't even know why. It doesn't even make sense logically. If no one can see it, why put it up there?
Yeah, that's true too.
It doesn't make any sense unless she thought you have to be invited to see it. You know, maybe she could specially give the link to some of her friends.
Yeah. But
yeah, she didn't know that her Facebook status could be seen by anyone.
Well, she needs more free time, I'm thinking, because she's got stuff to do.
She does, yeah. She needs to stop teaching and start pulling more big black men. It's so funny. She wrote it that way just perfectly. Pulling big black men.
You go, girl.
This is crazy.
That's what I say. I would have a drink with her.
I'm fine with her sleeping with whoever she wants to sleep with, but you can't really be a teacher and be doing that on Facebook. No. I mean, come on.
There's rules.
Have a brain. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we? We have the Irish are upset. I don't know if you know about this, but St. Patrick's Day is coming up.
Yeah.
And they do not. You know what? They don't want to be known only as drunks. To which I say, don't only be drunks. But there's a group that's up in arms, very upset, not going to stand for it.
Are they not going to drink on St. Patrick's Day?
Oh, they're not going to go that far.
Oh, okay.
They have to. They're Irish.
Right.
Chloe Lamar, still in the news. She's trying to get pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently she has been causing Lamar to miss a game here or there because it's time.
Oh, because she's ovulating?
Yes.
Really?
So she'll call him and go, it's time. And then he has to somehow tell the team that he's got a personal problem or an emergency or something, and he'll miss a game.
Is there just like a six-hour window or something?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought you'd know about stuff.
I don't. Not that specific.
Wow.
We got a brand new citizen of the day. We have Donald Trump talking about Celebrity Apprentice.
Mm-hmm.
We have, you got a big inheritance. We were talking about Bobby, Christina Brown.
Oh, yeah. She was interviewed last night.
Big inheritance. You got a big inheritance. And how did it affect your life?
Yeah.
Because this is, what are they guessing? 20 million?
Yes.
And she's going to get some of it now. She's getting some of it when she's 25, some of it when she's 30. I can't imagine just, you know, going through your life and then all of a sudden somebody tells you, hey, you get $20 million. Because I would just go to Vegas. Honestly.
And we would never see you again.
Honestly, I would go to Vegas. You'd never see me again.
Because you'd die.
That's true. That's very true. So we are going to do that. We're also going to talk to Miss Double December. We've been kind of slacking off with Miss Double December. We got some emails and some tweets from people who are very upset about this. So we have a brand new photo shoot to talk about.
Oh, all right.
And I've seen the photo shoot, and it's something we want to talk about.
All right.
Pretty good photo shoot. Good looking photo shoot.
Siri would not understand you.
So, no. So, that's coming up as well. We'll take a break and we will come back with the Showbiz Beat next. Mr. Garman is here for a look at our first look at the Showbiz.
Yeah, this is BS.
What's BS? What?
Lose an hour. F you. F you, Ben Franklin.
I don't even know how many times I hit the snooze.
Oh, BS.
It's brutal.
It's horrible. I hate it so much.
It's nothing.
It's the worst.
It's in your head.
Traffic accidents will be up 8%, they
really?
Say.
It turns out it's not in your head. You lost an hour of sleep. That didn't happen in my head. That happened on my clock.
Yeah, but you know,
my head is fine. It's the time I have problems
but
with.
You don't get a perfectly normal amount of sleep every night. It changes all the time.
But it's approximate. You know what? I don't get ever an hour less sleep. So we're talking a couple minutes here.
You're not going to make it today? Is that what you're
saying?
That's
what I'm saying. I'm not going to make it. So everyone, just listen up to this show, because that's probably the only one.
Maybe the only one.
I'll be able to get out. I heard you guys talking this morning about that Facebook whore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That teacher. That's stupid.
Yes.
But is it as stupid as Alan Falk, a.k.a. Alan O'Neill, who had his wife as a friend on Facebook and then put his other wife also as a friend up on his Facebook page?
Are you kidding?
No.
Well, I think technology, I mean, I think it can handle both wives, and I think it probably could keep them...
But what happens when wife number one clicks on the page for wife number two and sees the wedding photos of her husband and the wife on the Facebook page?
I'm going to say things go south.
Things go considerably south. You know, like bigamy charges and things like that. But why do you do that? You don't want those two women to ever get together, right?
I don't know. Do people really understand Facebook so little that they would put their wedding to another woman while married pictures up on that site?
Here's the thing.
Is it possible to misunderstand it that much?
Here's the thing we all forgot about when we looked into science fiction in the future and said, oh, the world's going to be so great because of all this technology we'll have. People are still dumbasses. Yeah. That hasn't changed.
Yeah.
From the 1700s till now, people are still... mostly dumbasses.
And so the more technology you have, the more you can just find ways to F your life up.
And we've done this topic many times. You got screwed over by Facebook, or you were dumb on Facebook and got caught doing something.
Yeah.
Lost your job, lost a relationship, whatever. And it seems like they're endless.
Amazing thing is, having two separate lives like that, that takes some skill.
Of course.
I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
You've got to really keep your story straight, where you are, what you said you did, and then to go on Facebook and completely screw it up like that.
Photos.
Yeah, I just thought that was fascinating. All right, it's Monday morning. That means we take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office. And The Lorax still holding strong. Almost $40 million this weekend.
Jeez.
In its second weekend.
Wow.
People love orange guys with mustaches who save trees.
That's
I've always
true.
Said that.
You have said that. I've heard a lot.
John Carter, the big Disney science fiction blockbuster.
I saw that.
Did you?
It was pretty good. Kind of slow, but pretty good.
Only made $30 million. Made it number two
this
weekend. It's a lot if your movie doesn't cost $250 million.
Ooh.
That's where they're having the problem.
I gotcha.
They're going to have to make a lot of money. Fast.
Yeah.
Our heads are going to roll. Project X was third, $11.6 million. Then Silent House. That movie about the girl in the house? Silent?
The girl's silent or the house silent?
The house is silent. Fourth place with a little over $7 million. Act of Valor was seventh. 1,000 Words, a new Eddie Murphy comedy. Sixth with $6.4 million. Safe House, The Vow, This Means War, and Journey 2. The Mysterious Island rounding out your top 10 at the box office this weekend.
It's funny, I always do the top 10. It really, 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 really drops off after the top three or four.
After top two this week.
Top two, yeah.
Yeah, you got $39 million, $30 million, then into 11, and then the rest are just pocket change,
right.
Really. That's all it is. The 1 Million Moms, our friends the 1 Million Moms. I mentioned last week they've abandoned their boycott of JCPenney and the Ellen DeGeneres debacle after their boycott fizzled. Now they're moving on.
Great. Let's treat them the same. See if we can get the same reaction.
Their newest complaint is against ABC.
Because?
And their new show, GCB. Have you seen the commercials for GCB?
I've seen GCB.
Oh, you watched GCB? I didn't know it was on the air yet.
Last week.
How's that GCB treating you?
It's okay.
I don't know what it's about.
It's about a bunch of women in Texas who are all Christians, but behind the scenes, they're all backbiting and conniving and stuff. It's a Desperate Housewives kind of show. Anyway, this group says it makes Christians look bad. It insults Christians.
Yeah, they're not going to get very far.
So now they want to boycott ABC and the people who advertise on GCB and blah, 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 blah.
All right, now the ABC and the people who advertise should say thanks for your input.
Yes.
Noted. We're doing fine. They're going to get it canceled on their own. Don't worry about it.
Slap the big noted on them and just move along. They've got a bad history, this group, with their protests. Apparently, they boycotted Toys R Us. Don't say here exactly why. Apparently, there's too many gay toys. Too much pink. They went in there. It's an whole aisle full of pink dolls. They said, that seems gay to us somehow.
But we have girls, too.
The Archie comic book that featured a same-sex marriage in it.
Uh-huh.
Also, they called for a boycott of that. That issue sold out, by the way.
Sweet.
So these people, actually, you want them, apparently, to come after you because it just is it's just good things for you.
That is how I know if something's good. If somebody's boycotting it, then I go, okay, well, there must be something there.
Yeah.
And Chris Humphries is asking for $7 million from porn star Kim Kardashian, or else he's going to drag her through an ugly public trial.
That'd be pretty cool.
That's the word on the street.
I mean, not for her. It'd be terrible for her, but for the rest of us, it'd be cool.
That's what I'm saying. Don't you sign that check, Kim. Right. We want to watch it all play out right in front of our eyes. TMZ reports that there's an ironclad prenuptial agreement, and so he has no real legal claim to any of the money, but as we all know, he's claiming emotional distress and other issues. So if she doesn't want to hear all the dirty laundry spoken out loud, she will write him a check and he will go away.
That isn't good for you.
Seems to be the general consensus.
She writes me a check, I'll go away too.
Yeah. I'll come to her and then I'll go away. Whatever it takes. And while we're talking about money, it looks like, sadly, Britney Spears will not be a judge on The X Factor.
Oh, I was looking forward to that.
I know, I was looking forward to that too.
Not that I watched that show, but I would have for an episode.
Yeah, I would have watched her melt down.
Yeah.
Rumors last week were flying that she was very close to a deal, and apparently she was. There was a $10 million deal on the table that was hers for the signing, but reportedly she wanted double that amount.
Wow.
Was holding fast at the $20 million number.
They couldn't come to terms, and it looks like one of the reasons Britney was asking for that much is because she's being offered a similar amount to become a resident performer at a Vegas hotel and casino.
Oh.
Really?
She might sit down a la Elton John or Celine Dion or one of these types. Doesn't say which hotel here, but she might just do her show there and stop touring. Which, if you're a performer, that's got to be the way to go, right?
I would think so, too.
If you can make that kind of money and not have to do the travel and everything else.
Stay in the same venue. Almost a different crowd every night.
Yeah. So, no Britney Spears on the X Factor.
That's too bad.
That is too bad.
I wanted her opinion on singing, which she doesn't do much of.
I think maybe we should get that Sinead O'Connor. Remember that crazy bald Irish chick?
Yeah.
She's been crazy lately.
Yeah, she has.
Got married in Vegas, and then they were going to get divorced because he's a drug counselor, and she took him on a late-night run to get drugs in the middle of the night. And just she seems like just she's ready to just explode. Let's get on top
she's
of that.
A mess. Yeah, I agree.
Take a look today's celebrity birthdays. Mitt Romney, everyone. Mitt Romney.
Is he still in the race?
Yeah, yes, he is. Yeah. 65 years old today. James Taylor turned 64. The Hedgehog, Ron Jeremy. 59 years old
still
today. He's only 59.
Right?
He works a lot.
Yeah.
He's a rough-looking 59.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
You'd size him up, you look at him and go, I don't know, 69.
I guess his moneymaker is still the same.
Oh,
so.
That's
a sexual term! Aaron Eckhart, 44 years old today. Graham Coxon of Blur celebrates his 43rd birthday. Ben Kenny of Incubus is 35 years old today. Place your bets now, boys and girls. How many times I say Ken Benny before the end of the day? Ben Kenny of Incubus is 35. And Sam Levine from Freaks and Geeks celebrates his 30th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and this is the Kevin and Bean Show. At 11 minutes after 6 o'clock, we say good morning to Harvey Levin from TMZ.com. Good morning, Harvey.
Hi, Harvey.
Hello, Harvey.
Good morning.
There you go. Sorry about that.
Hi there.
I didn't have the button pushed.
Hello.
So, Harvey, you've been doing this this Ustream TV show on TMZ for quite some time.
Yes, for 42 years, actually.
I don't believe it's been 42 years.
Well, it's been almost 2 years.
2 years,
very
yes. That's
close.
Very different. And basically what happens is Harvey sits down with people in the newsroom and he talks about some of the celebrity stories that are going around. And mm-hmm. a lot of times a celebrity will stop by. He had Charlie Sheen on it half the time there while he was going crazy. Tell us about the transformation from the online version of this to the TV version of this.
Well, look, I mean, what we wanted to do with this is we wanted to bring people and figure out a way of kind of like merging the internet and TV. And what we tried to do is just kind of very informally bring people inside the newsroom. We break a lot of stories, and there are stories behind everything that we break. And, you know, and it's always not as clear as you would think. I mean,
right.
There are debates and arguments and reasons why we do what we do. And we kind of bring people in an hour a day and kind of get a sense from everybody on the staff who breaks these stories about what's up.
That is the interesting part, is that you'll have somebody who brings the story to you, and then you ask them a bunch of follow-up questions. What
right.
did
I mean,
they say? Did you have any follow-up? And then you do kind of craft the story out of the behind-the-scenes story.
And that's what it is. And we are going to become a TV show today. On Fox 11, we're really excited about this. I mean, what I love about this is that, you know, my interest for the last couple of years has been what happens when the internet and TV merges, and,
right.
and it will in the next 2 or 3 years. And that's what we've been trying to do here, is just look at where it's going and what you do. So now, TMZ Live, which has been on the web for a couple of years and on Sirius XM, we're bringing it to TV as well. And I'm really excited about this. It's on Fox 11 from 3 to 4, Monday through Friday.
Now, Harvey, it seems to me like you might be the busiest person I know.
No, there are others.
Nope. Not to me.
<laughs> It
seems to me like all weekend long and all week, you're getting calls, you're getting everything else. But I know you've been doing this on the internet for, what did you say, 2 years. So how is this going to affect your schedule? Is it going to
be... Well, I will tell you this. I mean, it's funny you say, because... you know, we've been doing these stories about Matt Lauer that now he looks like he's had a change of heart and he's going to re-sign in the Today Show for $30 million. So, one of the reasons he had said privately that he was sick of it and wanted to leave was because he had to wake up at 4:30 every morning.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there thinking, that's like vacation.
That's because you're up around the clock.
Yeah, I mean, it's like 4:30. God. That, and he makes $30 million? Are you kidding me,
yeah.
Matt Lauer?
Yeah. It's tough. You know, we have a pretty good gig here, too, but you have to get up early in the morning, and you do get tired of that. But
My biggest thing is when I go to the gym extremely early in the morning,
right.
There are people who are there, and when they leave, they look at me and they say, good night.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're just wrapping up their day.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
And you're just starting your day.
Oh, God. So, anyway, but we're really excited about this. I mean, it's – I think – we'll see. I mean, I do think that, you know, that this staff is so good and they're so interesting just because they're the people who break these stories.
Right.
And they have a lot to say.
Now, what kind of stuff? Like today, for example, will you talk about the Whitney Houston inheritance or are you past
that? Well, we're
going
to talk about Whitney Houston and the fact that Pat is making rumblings that she was murdered. And, you know, we know that the coroner's been getting these calls from people who say they're from Whitney's family saying they want to look into this as a murder investigation. So that's one thing we're going to look at. Another thing we're going to talk about is there's this huge fight going on between Chris Humphries and Kim Kardashian.
Love it.
That he wants millions and millions of dollars from her in order to go away. And we know what's behind all of this.
You
and
do?
And why he's doing it.
You know the secrets that he's planning on telling?
Well, we know. Well, look, I mean, what he wants to do is he's basically saying, look, either give me the money or I'm going to have a trial and I'm going to show everybody that reality TV is fake. Well, really, Chris?
Yeah. Well, that's going to be a shocker.
Really, Chris?
What will we do? But I don't know that family needs to be dragged through the mud anymore, so they may write a check.
Yeah.
Now let me tell you my favorite.
Yeah.
So there is a star who you guys would moan if I said who it is.
Okay.
But she went to a hoity-toity restaurant on Friday, and we got video. And the star brought her.
Was Chris Martin there as well?
No.
Oh, wrong star.
Sorry.
All right. Go ahead.
But she brought two of her little dogs, put the dogs on the table of the restaurant, no tablecloth even, and their butts were on the table.
On the table. Well,
and so there's something that's going to happen as a result of this, I think, and we're going to talk about it today on the show. And it's just kind of funny that this star literally just can find trouble absolutely anywhere in the universe and drags everybody else into it.
Lindsay Lohan.
No, you're only like lukewarm.
I don't want to eat where dog ass has been.
Exactly.
That's long been my
but
policy.
It's star dog ass. It's completely different.
Lisa. Such a stretch to call it star dog.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, such a stretch.
Well, I'll tell you, you watch the TMZ TV show, the original, and it's like you're on meth. But, I mean, it moves and moves and moves and moves and moves, and you go from one thing to the next and the next. This is a full hour.
But it's behind the scenes. I love that.
Behind
because you're trying to debate, like, how much is it confirmed and stuff, too, right? You're going through
all
the
Well, I mean, when we publish these stories, we know it's true. But, for example, with this Chris Humphries, Kim Kardashian fight, there's something behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't always, you know, post everything that's behind
right.
it. But we know a lot of stuff
on
what's fueling this war. And that's the kind of stuff people, I think, want to hear about.
Sure.
All right. You got TMZ Live, which is on 1, 2, 3, 4 times a day on Fox. And now you have this new show that's called TMZ Live that's a full hour that's going to be on 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Fox.
And I will readily acknowledge I am sick of Me Too.
Well,
you're going to have to stop doing the tours.
Let's all start with that. Yeah, you're going to stop giving the tours.
The bus tour. You're going to have to stop doing that.
I don't give the bus tours.
Be the judge on that show, whatever it is you do. Harvey, you're the best. We always love talking to you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
Bye. Nice to see you.
We have Miss Double D, Joanne, coming on the program today.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't done enough with her. And there's a new photo gallery up that I think you'll want to watch and look at repeatedly. it's no secret. Khloe Kardashian and her husband of 2 years. You know they were married for 2 years now?
I'm impressed.
Lamar Odom. Apparently, they both moved to Dallas when he went to play for the Mavericks. He got sent down to the D-League, by the way, for a game. And then he came back up. And apparently, he's having a hard time mentally, you know, making the transition. But on the E! Show, he's tired of her playing games. So he decided to play some of his own games. And according to this report, handcuffed her to a bed. This is getting kinky. So I think we need to check in with Khloe and just find out what's going on.
All right.
Khloe, are you there?
What's up, man?
Oh, Lamar.
Yeah, man. Come on, I lost an hour last night, man. I'm tired. We
didn't lose an hour. Yes, I know. We lost an hour, too, though.
Oh, that's BS, man.
Yeah. you still having problems with the transfer to Dallas, not playing well?
Well, it's been hard, man. But, you know, down to D-League for a little bit, but I'm back, and I'm going to be a lot better now.
Now, what is this story about that you and Chloe are having trouble, and that you're now trying to be a little more adventurous, and that you handcuffed her to a bed?
Bed? You got to read the story, man.
It wasn't a bed.
No, I handcuffed her to myself.
Oh, you handcuffed her to yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, that's very different, isn't it, Lamar?
Yeah, I'm just going to give you to Chloe now. I'm tired of talking to you.
Hey, can I talk to Chloe?
Yeah, that'd be better, I think. Chloe! Guy on the phone didn't read the story, doesn't know what the bit is. I'll talk to you.
Man.
Hello?
Hi, Chloe.
Hi, Ryan. Hi, Ellen. How are you?
It's Kevin and Bean Show.
Yeah.
Hi, big boy. Hi, Tito. How are you?
Kevin and Bean Show. That's
hi, Mark.
All.
Hi, Brian.
Hi. Okay, it's Kevin and Bean Show.
Hi, Carson. Hi, food truck lady.
Now, Chloe, we're looking at a report.
Are you? Were yes. you really looking at it?
Well, we didn't read it.
I heard otherwise.
Yeah, I didn't read it. I was looking at it.
You were looking at it.
This series on E, apparently Lamar handcuffed you to himself.
Yes. To teach me a lesson.
And what was that lesson that he was trying to teach?
I'm still trying to figure it out. But apparently he wanted me to be in his business instead of going off and doing other things.
Okay, so maybe some forced togetherness.
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe that was the whole point. We have fun. We play silly games on our show.
You play silly games.
Yes, and we're just two crazy kids in love.
Yes.
And it was a wonderful, wonderful experience, and nobody I'd rather be handcuffed to.
Now, how did they find handcuffs big enough?
Well,
first of all,
there is a wild game reserve nearby here in Texas.
Yes.
And they went to where they keep the rhinos. And apparently there was some chain link left over and some cuffs that they keep the rhinos locked up with. So we put them on us. And I'll tell you, it was an eye-opening experience.
Is that right? Why?
Yes. Because it hurt. I was like, my eyes were open wide every time it cut into my wrist. And so it was eye-opening.
Okay.
Experience.
See, that's an eye-opening pun.
I gotcha.
Wow. Yeah. I see. How long did you stay handcuffed together?
It seemed like days.
Uh-huh.
Only because he was sitting there on the couch and the fridge was all the way on the other side of the room.
Oh, man.
So for me, it felt like a month. I think it was about 20 minutes.
That's it? 20 now, minutes?
Well, a girl's got to eat, lady. I could pass out. I have low blood sugar.
Were you able to drag him to the fridge when you needed food?
Well, what I did was...
He's a big dude.
He is a big dude. So what I had to do was gnaw through my own arm.
You did? Really?
Yes. I had to do 127 hours kind of thing, and I bit my own arm off in order to get to the fridge.
Okay, so now you're down an arm.
Yeah, when I got to the fridge, I wasn't that hungry because I'd already eaten most of my arm. So it was like an appetizer. But then I cleaned that out, and I said, okay, you've made your point. I guess we should spend more time together. And so it all worked out in the end.
But now you're down an arm. How does that work out?
Well, luckily, I don't know what species I am, but I regenerate.
Oh, is that right?
So I grew one back.
Wow.
It's hairier than the other, but that's why God invented electrolysis. Dr. Stephen Gott, he's my dermatologist.
Oh, he's your dermatologist, yeah, okay.
He actually invented it.
You got a lot of visits with him in the future.
I do, and now I've got a lovely throw rug made from what we took off. I'll be selling them at Sears.
Oh, fantastic. That's good news. You got a big inheritance. We're going to talk to you coming up after the top of the hour. I'm curious what it's like to have someone pass, however it happens, and then you get a giant check. And it's, you know, 10,000, 100,000, a million. What does that do to your life?
Because we know that sometimes people win the lottery and it doesn't go well.
Oh, there's a lot of studies where it ruins their life.
Yeah. So I have to imagine this is the same effect if it's enough money.
I would go right to Vegas and lose it all, you know, and then you're like, oh, man, I just lost my entire inheritance. There's a couple of reasons to go to the website today. You're going to want to see two different things. One is Miss Double D, Joanna.
These are gorgeous pictures.
We've been getting a bunch of emails from people saying, hey, what's going on with her? She's dropping the ball. And I'd like to suggest it's not her, it's us.
Yeah.
That we've been dropping the ball. But we're back. We have a full gallery of photos of her, and you are going to want to see them as they are super sexy. So make sure and go there. Also, I have my mugshot awards, my first annual mugshot awards. You know how they always have super funny mugshots that they kind of feature? Well, here are my categories, and you can check out these mugshots if you go to kevinandbean.com.
I'd like to point out these photo galleries are very different from each other. They couldn't really be more different.
Miss Double D Joanna, super hot. These people, super not.
Yeah.
The first one is a winner for the hooker least likely to succeed. She does not look like she's going to do any business.
She also looks toothless. I mean, her mouth isn't open, but I think she may have no teeth.
These are people with the... it's the best mustache. That guy. What could he possibly have done? I don't know, but he's got the wax mustache that goes out past his ears.
But it's like teeny, like toothpick thick.
Yeah.
Toothpick thick.
This woman, by the way, there's a lot of super ugly hookers.
She kind of looks like a guy.
Does she? I don't know.
Look at those.
Her teeth are honked up.
Oh, my God.
Honked up teeth like you can't imagine.
Whoa.
There's the dude with the crazy eyes.
Oh, my God.
There's always those people when they take their mugshot and you look at them and you go, okay, that person could have just killed.
Absolutely.
Or might kill sometime in the near future. here's a dude with one tooth. Is that a giant?
This is called Best Grill.
is that a giant bottom tooth, or is there nothing there? Or what?
Well, his tongue is sticking through the middle.
These are all
of
people.
The two teeth.
Oh, that's what that is.
Yeah.
Okay. So these are mugshots that you can see at kevinandbean.com.
Oh,
there's another guy with
man.
The big scary eyes
and tiny
pupils. Little pupils. I don't know what's going on with that guy.
What is he on?
Bad things. Here's a black guy that has white dots all over his face.
I don't understand.
It's really bizarre. It doesn't look like a tattoo.
No, there's
I don't think
no
you
pattern
can tattoo
really.
White. But he's got it all over his face for some reason.
Oh.
Best eyebrows.
Wow.
This winner for
devil.
Best eyebrows.
The fattest devil you've ever seen.
Go to kevinandbean.com if you want to see this. She's bad at whatever it is she got
Whoa.
Caught for. I don't understand this guy. He's got a beard and he's got something in it.
I don't know what these are. They look like...
Honestly, it looks like little pop cap,
yeah.
pop cap things, little, you know, firework type things in a bar across the side of his chin.
He's going to light it.
I'm not exactly sure what happened there. Here's a dude with the most misshapen head ever. It looks like one of those balls that you hold for stress balls. Those, and you can make it go all over the place.
Teen Wolf. This is a nice one.
This guy has a lot of beard hair and has his chin up in the air, so you could almost not even see his eyes. These are all people who've been arrested. This is not really their finest moment.
So, oh, come on. Here's a sexy lady.
So it's kind of the sexiest pouty lips. It's kind of one of those things where you go, wow, I would be super bummed if I were arrested. But these people, you kind of get the idea like, here we go again.
Yeah, exactly. This is not my first time.
Like this guy, most relaxed. He's asleep. He's literally just sleeping because he's been through this so many times, it doesn't make any difference. Here's a woman with some really wild glasses. And then you go, hey, there's an Adam's apple there. Hey, that's an Adam's apple.
It looks like a librarian, kind of.
Sort of.
And then you go, that's not a lady.
That's a dude. So this is the winner of Wait a Minute, That's a Dude. Go to kevinandbean.com.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Painted on eyebrows that are feet away from where they should be.
Yes. Well done.
Where did she think? How do you think eyebrows are right just below your hairline? It's unbelievable these people that get arrested.
Oh, this poor woman.
Most confused.
She doesn't know why she's there.
She doesn't even know who she is. This is a guy who's got permanent markers all over his face.
That is a friend of Money's.
He's drawn on himself or his friends.
His
have
friends.
Drawn on
you
him.
Know his friends did.
There's the winner of the worst beard.
And again, what the hell?
You can see the entire photo gallery at kevinandbean.com.
And look at the eyes. Ooh, this guy.
Best smile. That guy is going to kill in the next 5 minutes. Best kisser. That guy is putting his lips out. Looking up at the sky. I don't understand the hair on that dude.
Not at all.
Shaved on the side, and then it goes straight up.
He's got the little things on his forehead. Oh, this is lovely.
Here's the woman who uses way too much makeup. Super light blue.
It's like crayons.
It's like 15 people's worth of eye makeup on one girl. Eyes closed, smile, the I don't give an F.
That
look.
Girl looks like my daddy's going to bail me out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Look at
mugshots. Old dude, he's flirting. The old dude. That guy's not happy. He's the winner of I just sat on something that went up in me. That's all I can think of. Needs to smoke less weed, I think, is the last one I'm going to feature right now. But
giant man.
What an unbelievable. His head and neck weigh as much as I weigh.
Oh, seriously.
He is unbelievably big. And I did look at what he was arrested for, and it's growing weed. And he needs to try less samples.
Yeah.
Because he seems to be eating like a crazy man. So go to kevinandbean.com or krock.com. You can see Joanna. That's what you really need to go there for, Miss Double December, because those photos are great. And then underneath that, you need to see my mugshot gallery.
I love it.
It's my first annual award for mugshots. So go there and see those as well. We'll take a break, and we will come back with the Ralph Showbiz. Somebody. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and this is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:54. Ralph Garman is here with a look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going
on? Not just a look at the Showbiz Beat. That's not just what I'm here with. I'm here with a lot more than that.
If I could speak up.
I have tickets.
Oh.
And this is something I've been getting emails about. I've been getting tweets. I've been getting requests, phone calls.
Really?
People saying, hey, you going to be giving any of these tickets away? Let me know. Can I have some? Can I get them before you start getting away? Can you put me on a list? People losing their minds for The Hunger Games.
Yes.
I can't wait for Woo-hoo. This.
We've got a very special K-Rock advance screening of The Hunger Games coming up on March the 19th at the Arclight Hollywood, which really, I say this all the time, just my favorite theater in the world. Just, you can't beat it. They got a bar there.
Yeah, they do.
A restaurant. You don't have to go to dinner before you go to the movie. You can just go right there. One-stop shopping. Get nice and lubed and go see The Hunger Games. It's in theaters everywhere on March the 23rd. However, if you want to see it before anybody else, March the 19th, K-Rock special advanced screening of The Hunger Games. This is the next big phenomenon, boys and girls. As Twilight fades into the distance, Hunger Games is going to take over.
You say people are already lining up?
The hardcore Hunger Game fans are lining up outside of LA Live for the red carpet world premiere down there. They want to see Jennifer Lawrence. They want to see the stars of the film. They want to show their support for the Hunger Games. So this is the next big thing.
Crazy.
And if you're a fan, then you'll know my trivia question. First three callers who get through with the correct answer at 1-800-520-1067 will get a pair of passes to attend our special advanced screening of the Hunger Games. Easy. This is easy for you, you Hunger Game people. The book series was a trilogy.
Yes.
All I need is the names of all three books in the Hunger Games book trilogy. 1-800-520-1067 is the number to call. First three people get through, get a pair of passes. Hey, you remember a guy named Harold Camping?
Yes.
Yes, why?
Vaguely.
He was a California preacher who has his own radio network called Family Radio. And last year he told us the world was coming to an end on Judgment Day on May 21st.
End of the world, dude.
May 21st was going to be the end.
Yeah.
The end times. Jesus was coming back. He was going to start separating the wheat from the chaff.
He was predicting that specifically on that day and no other.
Right. His followers quit their jobs.
Sweet.
Sold their possessions.
Good.
Donated the money to his campaign. May 21st, he and his groupies,
cult members,
holed up in Montana, waiting for the end. Well, Harold's back in the news saying, turns out I was wrong about the end of the world.
Really?
Nobody ever says that.
Yeah, he actually came forward and said, I should have done more careful studying.
Didn't we talk?
And been more cautious about what I was proclaiming myself.
Didn't we have this guy on and we asked if we could talk to him afterwards?
We did, and then we couldn't get a hold of him afterwards.
And he said, oh, I won't be here. And we said, but just in case. Yeah, we couldn't get a hold of him.
Yeah, he was right. Yeah. When he said, I won't be here, he meant, I won't be picking up the phone, I guess. God humbled us through the events of May 21st. We must openly acknowledge that we have no new evidence pointing to any other date for the end of the world.
But he'll make a prediction, I'm sure.
Well, maybe he'll get some new evidence at some point. Yeah. But
God humbled us.
It's nice that he's coming out and saying, look, you know, it turns out, remember that whole end of the world thing? I was wrong. But in his defense, it's nice that he's admitting he was wrong. But on the other side of the coin, you can't really fool anybody with that one.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? May 21st comes and goes, the world is still here.
Uh-huh.
We're all pretty much calling you out on your built.
Yeah.
Your BS at that point.
But he'll make another prediction, I guarantee you. That,
well,
those guys, that's what they do.
He may get new evidence, Kevin. He's not just going to make it up. He's going to wait for God to give him some more evidence.
Sure.
Gene Simmons is the best. And by best, I mean money-grubbing whore. The latest Kiss venture Gene is behind?
Yes.
A miniature golf course in Las Vegas. Kiss Mini Golf.
What? Why would... What?
Kiss Mini Golf.
I'm not seeing the connection.
That seems...
Lisa, come on. What's more rock and roll than miniature golf? Come on.
Everything.
Yeah, I want
to rock and roll all night and putt-putt every day. You heard the lyrics of the song. It's going to be at Harmon Square in Vegas, the Kiss Mini Golf Course, an 18-hole indoor miniature golf course that glows in the dark. There will be Kiss-themed party rooms as well, and a Kiss wedding chapel. Kiss-themed wedding chapel.
He just doesn't quit.
He doesn't.
Mm-mm.
Maybe Gene will marry you. Maybe he can get ordained. You know.
There you go.
Do you take this woman and sticks his tongue out? He's got the ring at the end of his tongue. You know,
he's
take
super
it
cool.
That'd be awesome.
Seems perfect for him since he's a marketer endlessly.
Yeah. Yes.
And Vegas is the perfect place for that.
But I think Lisa has a point. It's hard. It's a stretch.
I hear you.
To tie in Kiss and the miniature golf.
Miniature
community.
Golfing.
Even bowling would be cooler than miniature golf, right?
Barely.
I know, but still. Do we have an answer to my trivia question?
We do.
Liz, I think, on line 6. Liz was the first caller through with the correct answer. Liz?
Yes, hi.
Hi, are you excited about this movie?
Oh, I'm so excited. I love the books.
All right, what were the three names of the book trilogy?
The Hunger Games,
right.
Catching Fire, and Mockingjay.
Yes,
good
Mockingjay.
Yes.
You know what you don't have to do? Wait in line.
Awesome.
You'll see it for anybody else at our advanced screening. Congratulations. Hold on. We'll give you all the details, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Jacob and Kathleen also winners. Surprise, there's a dude who called
in there. Yeah,
Jacob.
Kind
of
really
strange.
Good books.
Jacob. I'm sure they are.
They are.
Hi, Jacob.
Just
saying. Hope you enjoy the screening, Jacob. The Mockingjays, by the way, that's their name. That's the hardcore fan base name.
Yeah.
They're known as Mockingjays.
Why?
Apparently, this pin that plays an important role in the series of books was given to our lead character, Katniss, right? Is that her name?
Wow, you know a lot about this.
Well, you know, I'm giving away stuff. I like to
do
find
a little
out
research.
Stuff. Yeah. And this becomes a sort of a totem of her bravery, and this is something that she inspires the people to
rise up.
Yeah. And she wears this, and it becomes like her symbol. And the bird on the pin is called a mockingjay.
Okay.
And so all the fans of the books and now the movies
they're
call
team
themselves...
Team Mockingjay?
There's no teams. This is a different thing.
Okay.
But they're the Mockingjays. So the Mockingjays are lining up outside LA Live as we speak.
That's crazy.
We got to send our ace reporter beer mug down there to get some investigative interviews.
If anybody can get to the bottom of it.
Can I ask you a question? Are you really lining up? Yeah, I'm here, aren't I?
Where's the outrage there?
That's right. Where is the outrage? Today's celebrity birthdays. James Taylor, singer-songwriter. 64 years old today. Ron Jeremy, the Hedgehog. 59 years old. Aaron Eckhart, 44. Graham Coxon of Blur is 43. Ben Kenny of Incubus turns 35 years old today. Claudio Sanchez of Coheed and Cambria. Cambria. Al Gore there for a minute. 34 years old. And actor Sam Levine from Freaks and Geeks is 30. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Did a story yesterday about Bobby Christina, Whitney Houston's daughter. Whitney Houston's daughter is, 19 years old?
I believe that's right.
And Whitney Houston's will has been open, and everybody now knows that she left nothing to Bobby Brown and 100% to her daughter, Bobby Christina, who's 19 years old. Some of it she's going to get at 25. Some of it now, some of it at 25, some of it at 30, I think
that's
right. Is how
Which
they're working.
Which seems like a good idea.
Yes, so that they can't blow it all at once.
Right.
Right?
And they might actually, I don't know, mature a little bit over time.
But do you think you'd get a job if you knew you had those big paydays coming?
Well, I already heard she wants to be a singer.
Ooh.
Like her mom.
So, yeah, I can
see
that.
I don't think job is in her future.
But trying to become a singer and being able to have the money to pay.
Right.
We thought it would be interesting to talk to you, the K-Rock listener, 1-800-520-1067. If you got an inheritance, either all at once or partially, like she's getting it, you know, kind of parsed out throughout the years.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know me, and I don't think that would help me. I think that would probably be bad for me.
I know it would be bad for you.
Yes.
And you'd be dead.
Yes.
And I
that
think I
happen.
Do better than you.
You would.
But I'm not sure how much better than you.
I mean, you're just going through life, living normal, driving your car, going to work. And then all of a sudden, You have $20 million.
Isn't it? Wouldn't it be hard to be motivated to continue to
I would have the worst attitude. I'd come in at 8:30. So what? What are you going to do? Fire me? I get $20 million.
Yeah, and then you're,
What do I care?
This would not go well.
It would not help me. I think what happens with money, and people misunderstand this sometimes, is that they think money solves all your problems.
Right.
That's not the case. I think a giant amount of money just exaggerates your weaknesses.
Plus, aren't you going to have relatives coming to
you
that need
all the
help
time?
And
hey,
how do you say no to that?
How's it going? I know I haven't talked to you in 10 years, but everything cool? Yeah. How about that inheritance, huh? Could use some money.
Yeah.
I'm starting a business. I need a new house.
Right, right.
All of that. My car needs work. That would be a pain in the
ass. You'd be lucky to keep it. At all.
I agree. But I would go to Vegas and would come back in 3 days without it.
That's, 3 days. That's how long it would take
you. I think. I don't know. That's why we want to talk to you if you have been in this situation or you know somebody who's been in this situation where they get a giant lump sum of money. It's the same thing as winning the lottery. They've done a lot of studies about people who win the lottery, and it ruins their life. It doesn't – not everything is not roses from then on out. It literally – they get hooked on drugs. They get run into trouble. They get, you know, caught by the law. All kinds of problems.
The family stops talking to them.
Yes.
They're such a-holes.
So it's kind of like a blessing or a curse, depending on what you're like. If you're a good person, I think it probably exaggerates, allows you to do more good. If you're a bad person, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Because now you have the money and the time to do stuff. And that's probably the worst thing.
But even if you're a good person, I mean, just the idea that, like, you go to a job and it's really stressful and you know you have $20 million in the bank and, yeah, it's invested and it's working for you and you'll never have to worry about your retirement. But at some point, won't you just snap and go, I don't need this. I don't need to take this anymore. I'm out of here.
Yeah, first day. First day. First person.
I was going to give myself a couple of months.
First person that looks at you wrong. You just go, yeah, out.
Screw you.
See ya. Peace. 20 mil. Peace. Mm-hmm. Walk home. I mean, it does not seem like it would be a helpful thing.
Yeah.
So we're going to take your calls, 1-800-520-1067. Let's start with Cody. Hi, Cody.
Okay.
Dang, already. Hey, Hi. How you doing?
Good,
thank you. So you got an inheritance?
Yeah.
How much money?
Just over $100,000.
Sweet.
Wow, one lump sum?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I got it, I think my grandfather died. When I was on my second deployment, and I think I was like 20, and I had to wait till I was 26.
Oh, that's the deal that he made, is that you couldn't get the money till you were 26?
Yes, sir.
And you were in where, Afghanistan, Iraq?
I was on an aircraft carrier.
Okay.
But, yeah, over in the Middle East.
How was your attitude on that aircraft carrier in the Middle East after you found out you got $100,000?
I didn't find out right then. What I found out was that my grandfather died.
Oh, I see.
It was kind of in the hole. But I didn't find out until far after I'd gotten home, and the will had been just this and that, and they figured out distribution. It took a while.
Yes.
I got a letter, and it said this is a guest in the family, and I looked at it, and I'm like, holy cow.
Yeah, that's a decent amount of money. So what was your first thought?
What did you do?
I was at first. I was like, "Well, here's my newlywed here. Do I let her know?"
Or not? The answer to that, of course, is.
But I let her know. We've been together for 5 years. We've got one a child and one on the way. So,
Smart with it? Did you save it?
Yeah. When I turned 25, I thought I was going to get the money because my brother got it at 25, even though the will said 26.
Right.
And the guy who was doing the distribution was like, okay, send me your birth certificate saying you're 26. I'm like, dude, I'm 25. So you got to work something out.
Your grandpa trusted you less than your brother.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah. Well, my brother was just a little older.
Gotcha.
He wasn't? Huh? Oh, you mean when he passed away?
My brother is 4 years older than me. So for some reason, he got it at 25 through a loophole.
I gotcha.
We worked a deal out. I got it at 25.
All right.
I've put a down payment on my house,
mm-hmm.
and I'm using a lot of the rest of the money for construction on the house.
You're so much better than me.
My God, he's responsible.
Did the word Vegas pop in your mind once?
Many, many a time.
Okay.
So I put $50,000 on black or just $100,000 on black.
That's right. Double it,
Cody.
I had a plan.
You at least took one amazing vacation, didn't you?
I'm actually just bought the house 2 weeks ago.
Oh man,
you're killing me.
All right, you're better than us.
25 this year.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, last year, I did go to Vegas, and I bought the suite. I forgot about that. I paid for the suite for me and all my friends, and we had a great time.
Okay, you had a good party.
Too crazy, but definitely spent a few thousand.
All right. Boy, I'll tell you, that would be bad news for me. You're better than all of us. Thank you. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 1-800-520-1067 is the phone number. If you want to call, we will talk to you next on The Kevin and Bean Show. Talking about Whitney Houston's daughter, who is going to get all of her money, which is about $20 million from what we hear.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Sure that's accurate, but it's a lot of money, whatever it is. So how would you react if you got that kind of inheritance? Taking phone calls today from Randy. Hi, Randy.
How you doing? Kevin Bean, Lee Smith.
Hi, Randy.
How much did you get?
Well, I got about $10,000. I was in the military for 5 years, and my father, he passed away. I got to spend at least a month with him.
Okay, so you got $10,000. What was the first thing you did?
Well, I was beginning to start school in the fall, so I had to go to Vegas and get the partying out of my system.
That's what I'm talking about. Finally, somebody that would do what I would do. You took it to Vegas. Did you take it all to Vegas?
I didn't take it all. I spent maybe about $4,000 in Vegas, I'd say.
That's pretty decent. That's almost half.
That's not decent. He gave away half of it within the first weekend.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I knew I had to save some of it away for a rainy day in case anything happened, you know.
And, right.
I'll consecutively get some more money from my father throughout the years, but right now it's just been a great help, for bills and going to school. And I think he really wanted me to keep the money to put a down payment on a house someday.
I think he really wanted you to go back to Vegas.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call. Good luck. Let's go to Andy.
Okay.
Hi, Andy.
Yeah.
How much inheritance did you get?
I got about $200,000.
$200,000?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was through about two different inheritances, though.
Okay, and what did you do? First thing.
First one I got, I was 18 years old, and I got $50,000, and I spent it in 2 months.
In 2 months? On what?
I went on the shopping spree of my life. I went to Vegas, too, although I was 18, so I couldn't gamble on anything. But
fake ID.
I went on vacations. Yeah. I went and bought everything I wanted. I thought it was like $2 million at that point.
Right.
Believe me, when I went to the store and my card got declined for the first time, I was like, what? No?
That's awesome. That's what you thought. And then you wasted it all in 2 months.
Yeah, so when I got the second one, I was a little bit better, but my grandparents, I got that one through my grandparents, and they were a little smarter, so they broke it up so that I didn't get, I got half of it when I was 25 and half of it when I turned 30.
Yeah, see, that's why they do that.
Yeah.
Jokers, what I did the first time.
Because jokers like you and I would take it to Vegas.
Right?
All right, thank you. We appreciate the call, Andy. Let's go to Rebecca. She's got a great story. Hi, Rebecca.
Yes.
You got an inheritance. How much was it?
$20,000.
Right. What was the first thing you did?
I put $2,000 down to pay off my car, and I went and bought 3 Coach purses, but from the outlet.
Sure.
And I have no idea what happened to the rest.
Really?
No idea.
You had $20,000, and you just over what amount of time did you lose it?
8 months.
8 months.
And so you don't really have anything to show for it?
Nothing. Not a new wardrobe. Not anything.
She has a couple of purses and a car that's paid off.
Wow.
Oh, a 6-year-old car.
But that's exactly what I would do. That's the problem is you think $20,000 will last you forever.
Yes, you do.
Turns out it doesn't.
And all of a sudden your debit card's being declined.
Sweet. Sweet.
Yes.
Thank you, Rebecca, for the call. We appreciate it. Let's go to Erica. Hi, Erica.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
How much did you get?
I got $350,000.
Wow.
That is a decent inheritance.
$350,000.
Yeah. And I did quit work for a year.
You did? Awesome. Okay.
And I bought a car, but it was too nice for me, so I returned it and lost about $10,000 on the value of the car.
Wait a minute. What do you mean it was too nice for you?
Well, my style was kind of grungy, I guess, at the time, and I got a 4Runner, a brand new 4Runner with leather seats and rims, and I just couldn't drive around in it. It felt too nice for me.
So
Wow.
So I took it back, and I got just a black pickup truck.
Okay, and you lost money on that deal.
I lost money on that deal, okay. And then, well, I got married, and my husband and I ended up, a couple years later, about $15,000 in debt. The only thing that we did get out of it is that we did put a down payment on a property. So we got a four-unit complex, which we still have now, and we're using that to pay off the mortgage. So that was smart.
Okay, so you...
But a lot of it was wasted.
Yeah, wow, what a bummer.
So she's sort of 50-50 on this one.
Thank you for the call. Yeah, that would be such a bummer to get that much, to get $350,000 and then really kind of
squandered away.
Not do much with it. Let's go to Warren. Hi, Warren.
Hey, what's going on, Kevin? Good morning, Lisa May.
Good morning,
Warren. You got an inheritance. How much was it?
I got $600,000 and two installments of $300,000. And my story's a little bit different. It came from me volunteering help at a convalescent home. And so this person that I helped out, it was just like a movie, man. It ended up working out. It was well in my favor. I had to change my number because his family's tripping out, calling me, wanting to know why I have his money.
Oh, my God.
I swindled him.
No.
So basically, I didn't quit my job. I stayed there until they fired me about 3.5 weeks later.
Because you weren't doing anything?
Yeah. It was like, hey, can you do this? And I'd be like, right on it, boss. And 3 hours later, he'd be like, why is this still there? And I'd be like, you know what? I forgot. I'll get on it. So I have a little bit left, but the first chunk, I took it, and I bought a bunch of musical equipment. I was in a band, so we all needed new gear. And, there, of course, there was some Vegas spending. Mm-hmm. You know, there was you name it, we did it, and it was a bunch of fun and absolutely no regrets.
Isn't it crazy how quickly you could go through that amount of money?
You know, when you're dropping $30,000 on the high-limit slots, you know, just because it's like I guess the deal was I don't want these people to find out where I am or who I am or why I have it. So I'd rather just get rid of it all now rather than, you know.
Hey, next time you feel that way, scratch out a check and send it over.
What's that?
I said next time you feel that way, scratch out a check and send it over.
Well, it's pretty much gone now. I can fill up my tank for the next month and not worry about it. And then it was sure worth helping that old man walk around those halls, I'll tell you that.
Sure, no kidding. Thank you for the call. And let's take one last one. This is Stephanie. Hello, Stephanie. Stephanie did the right thing with her money.
All right.
And I think we need to learn from Stephanie that when you take money, you have a great responsibility. Stephanie, hi.
Hi, good morning. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
How much did you get?
I got $50,000 from my grandmother, and I got bigger boobs.
Now that's what we're talking about. That's an investment in the future.
That keeps on paying.
Right.
It is. It
Check out those gigantic
out.
Knockers.
Okay.
And then when my grandpa dies, I'll get two properties in Los Angeles and another $100,000.
Wow.
Stephanie's.
Now, are you going to go up again on the boobs, or are you okay now?
No, I'm okay now. I'm pretty satisfied.
All right. Check her out. That's right there.
Everyone checks her out.
That's the answer, people. If you get an inheritance, get boobs. That's
duh.
It. If you take one. You can leave us a message 24 hours a day on any topic. It's the Kevin and Bean Afro line, 323-520-AFRO, 24 hours a day. We had Andrew WK in the studio recently, and this person seemed to like it.
Andrew WK for president. USA. USA. USA.
I like they had a girl standing by. Her role was to do the USA chant. I like that. A beer mug fan.
Kevin and Bean and Lisa, hey. This is your loyal listener and huge fan, Rich in Sweden. I gotta say, listening to those Beer Mug interviews actually makes me want to punch a baby. But more importantly, I got a question for you. Do you, with the, Phil, how's the elbow question, Beer Mug, you suck.
Going back out today. Going back out today, getting some more.
That's right.
Ralph brought in a story that the guy who wrote the following song died, and the following song is unfortunately the most catchy song ever, and it'll be in your head for the rest of the day.
It's a small world after all. It's a small world after all. Oh, at least a week. Thanks, Ralph.
At least a week. Yeah, that gets stuck. I don't know why, but for some reason, that one just will not go away no matter what. Let's see. Bean waited 4 months to get his shoulder checked out. He had a lot of pain in his shoulder. He said it felt like a knife.
Yes.
And his hand went numb. And this guy has a suggestion as to why.
Hey, guys. I figured out why Bean waited 4 months because his arm got numb. He wanted to give himself the ultimate stranger.
That's not what I think of me.
Yes.
Okay.
It probably is. We had Lana Del Rey in. Depending on your take on her, some people loved her and other people just loved her.
Are you saying reactions are mixed?
No, they're not really. They're all pretty much this.
Yeah, I've been a writer since I was 7 years old. And I've played all over Europe. And I was playing clubs in New York when I was 17. And oh my God! Shut the f*** up! What is her deal? Quit talking to Lana Del Rey! I'm so pissed off! No!
That was about it. Yeah.
I couldn't hear her because of my boner. Is that a problem?
She's a very attractive woman.
She's way hot.
She's way hot.
So where normally I might be able to tell if it's a boring conversation, I couldn't hear.
So, Alana, do you regret going on Saturday Night Live, doing that show?
No. You know, I don't regret doing that because I really make good decisions in my what seems like long life.
Why are you still talking to her? Stop it! Stop! Somebody put a bullet in my head! This sucks.
Same guy, by the way. And then he called back.
Oh,
okay. I'm sorry. I've called and left a few messages about the Lana Del Rey interview, and I think I just was missing the point.
Obviously.
You know, sometimes you can look at things from a different angle.
Obviously.
And so I've done that. I've revisited it. I went back and I shoved shards of glass in my ears.
Obviously.
And you know what? It was more bearable. It helped be able to listen to the interview through the weeping and through the grinding glass in my ears. The interview wasn't so bad, and her voice was a little more tolerable. So I apologize. I'm really sorry about all of that. I'm going to go to the doctor now. Bye.
Oh, I appreciate his open-mindedness.
Request.
So I'm listening to the radio and on changing stations, and all of a sudden I hear Kevin's song, and I thought, that's awesome, they're playing the song. But then I realized, that's not the song. So I get sad. So I'm in withdrawals right now, so if you could do me the favor and play Kevin's song, please.
This is Omar's latest work based on this song.
So we get drunk. So what, we smoke weed, we're just having fun, we don't care who sees.
I don't think I find it as funny as everybody else does.
I love it.
So what, he sounds drunk, so what, he can't speak, maybe he's dumb, he's special needs, what's he talking about?
Listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. We've got a special guest to talk to about it. It's like you catch a fish in a lake and you put it out on the ground and just like flops around on the ground completely. It's like a fish out of water is what it's like.
Now, he's not going to want to spend much time with all those other boys in their room come pretty here a couple years.
We've got to get to the bottom of what in the hell is going on with this Blue Man group. These guys, they paint their faces red. Monday morning, we have an all-new Kevin and Bean Show. And how often have you used it? Did you know that going into when you started on the second office, when you were on the outside office, not the one, main one?
Where was you?
So what, he sounds drunk. So what, he can't speak.
How dare you?
Maybe he's dumb. He's special needs. What's he talking about? Man, he sounds crappy. Kevin's a big-headed drunkie.
When you roast E-Fiesta 2007.
Oh, my God.
I saw him as a what do you call him?
Does
color commentary. By the way, just for the movie theaters, it's not a hard one, but if you heard it, but it is the way you heard it.
Is that, so he doesn't, are you
common.
A regular Duck fan? You watch all the time him?
Yeah, not even an accident. I mean, it's not even his, you don't do it on purpose. You also don't make accidents. You know, you have to do it like they say.
Yes,
and you see these sites you never knew existed, but they're right up here. And it just, hours.
But the photo shoot really look good.
So what, he sounds drunk. So what, he can't speak. Maybe he's dumb. He's special needs. What's he talking about?
Now that's par for the for the course. I got it.
I don't know. That's a toss-up.
You need the disadvantage in this story.
When good men fail to stand up, bad yes. triumphs, or whatever that is. We need an update for when the book comes out on DVD.
What did you do?
Are you here to protect us, not hide?
That song is over, and now we will speak. It's the Kevin and Beecher on the world-famous K-Rock.
I need to do the Dave plan next time.
What?
I need to do the Dave plan next time. I'm not drunk.
We owe every one of you that listens to the show a great debt of gratitude.
I don't think that's what I meant to say.
So what? He sounds drunk. So what? He can't speak. Maybe he's dumb. He's special needs. What's he talking about? Man, he sounds crappy. Kevin's a big-headed drunkie.
The great Al Pacino. Good morning.
What?
I don't know what this is.
This is Sean Connery. Talking about curling.
Sorry.
Thank you, Lisa. Got a brand new Citizen of the Day coming up.
Oh, good.
Also got to talk to Miss Double December.
Those photographs on our website are...
Yes.
Serious.
Yes.
That's the real deal, Neil.
Right.
Yes.
So we're gonna, yes.
I like them.
I am a fan.
Yes.
As well.
There's a... That's one lucky sash. That's all I'm saying. That sash she's wearing is lucky.
You've never wanted to be a sash more?
Never have.
Time for the Showbiz Beat. Here's Ralph.
Seriously, those photos of her...
I'm down with that.
...are really good.
KevinDeBeat.com, KRock.com.
Really good.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying.
Thumbs up?
They caused... biological reactions, anatomical reactions.
Yeah, I think
with me when I looked at her in those photographs.
I'm pretty sure we all understand where you're going
was,
with this, and we don't need you to finish.
There was a change.
Did he?
There was a change in me physically.
Right.
Some parts that were previously smaller became larger.
Uh huh. But not by much.
By a lot. and other parts of me, not so much.
Too much information, man.
Yeah. It's Monday. That means we take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office. Congratulations to The Lorax. Dr. Seuss's little character made another $40 million this weekend. That's a lot.
Yeah.
For a first weekend, it's a lot. For a total run of a movie, that's pretty decent.
John Carter was fighting Martians this weekend, and his debut made a little over $30 million. Going to have to make it number two at the box office this weekend.
I watched that. Who played the princess? Do you know? Did you see it?
Lynn... cannot remember her last name.
She's way good.
Yeah, she's stunning, and a lot of people are touting her to be Wonder Woman in the big screen version of Wonder Woman. They say she's got what it takes. Female action star, beautiful, good
Agreed.
Actress. John Carter made $30 million, which caused a lot of people to say, oh, look at that, it's a failure because it cost $250 million. But it's not nearly as grim as it might appear for John Carter because the international box office... was considerably better in its opening weekend, made over $70 million outside the U.S.
Oh, no kidding.
So it's over $100 million already. So,
you gotta shoot on the moon, man.
Things looking up.
I mean, on Mars. You gotta shoot on Mars. It costs a lot.
It is. It's expensive. You gotta get the whole crew up there. Yep. You have to create an artificial atmosphere.
Right.
It's expenses. Project X is third. Silent House was fourth. Act of Valor came in at number five. Then the new Eddie Murphy comedy, 1,000 Words, made just a little over $6 million in its opening weekend. Finally, moviegoers are rejecting Eddie's BS comedies the way we have for years. Safe House was seventh. The Vow, This Means War, and Journey to the Mysterious Island. Ooh.
Ralph, where was Friends with Kids? Was it a limited release last week?
Friends with Kids was in limited release.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I think it'll be expanding as it goes along. Also not on the list was, hey, Chic, let's go fishing for salmon.
Oh, yeah. That bad foreign film?
It's not a foreign film, and it got decent reviews.
The Sheik Hatcheries, or whatever it was called. I don't know. Not on there, because that was in limited release as well.
Okay.
So. If we can fish together, can't we get along?
The fisherman does not care about the color of my burqa, my friend, because the salmon that swim upstream are like the people, not in the politics, but in life and teaching a lesson of many eggs.
Obviously.
What? Get me started. Katy Perry's got a rebound boyfriend. No, I know what you're thinking. I'm happily married.
No one thought that.
Her new guy is the highest paid male model in the world. His name is Baptiste Giabacconi. You got to know the male model, the biggest, highest paid male model in the world isn't going to be named.
No.
Fred Carlson.
That's true.
Baptiste Giabacconi. They met apparently at a Chanel show, and they've been spotted all over the world, holding hands, canoodling, as they say.
No one says canoodling. So, never heard that word except for from you.
So apparently, she's bouncing back after her marriage to Russell Brand. Good for her. We want her to be happy, don't we?
Yes. Obviously.
Obviously, we do. Kim Kardashian, excuse me, porn star Kim Kardashian, on the other hand, she is hunting for a man, having a hard time. Not so much because guys don't want a boner, because they do. But word has it she's looking for a new co-star for her TV shows. This is the deal. If you get in a relationship with her, she's letting people know you will be featured on one of the many, many, many Kardashian
So it's more of a
programs.
Casting call than
yeah, more or less.
Anything else.
Well, she has to take it into consideration. And they do,
to
too,
I guess.
When she said, look, if you date me, you're going to be on camera and you're going to be part of the show. And a lot of people are saying, not so much.
I don't blame them.
Although, you know, I think I'd put up with that for,
you do?
For a shot.
For a week.
Yeah. I'm not going to be a long-term cast member. I'm just saying, I might do a couple episodes. That's all. Lynn Collins, by the way, was the name of the girl in John Carter. That's what you're looking for. Lynn Collins. And Kate Moss almost killed some people.
What?
Yes, in London last week, she injured three women and one man.
How?
Well, it wasn't Kate so much as it was the giant billboard featuring Kate Moss came tumbling off of a building in London last week. Came down on three women and one man, all taken to the hospital. No word on how serious the injuries were. But three fire engines, four fire rescue units, three ambulance crews responded to the accident. Traffic was halted. And the billboard had to be removed from the roadway. But it was like Attack of the 50-Foot Models.
Wow.
He just came charging off the building, crushing people.
That'd be a little weird.
And as thin as she is, you wouldn't think she'd weigh that much, even as a billboard.
It's a billboard, though.
But apparently.
A billboard weighs
a lot. Britney Spears won't be a judge on The X Factor.
Oh, I was so looking forward to that.
$10 million that Simon Cowell's company was offering her was not enough. It came down to final negotiations,
what?
And she backed out. At $10 million, Lisa, what are you going to do with $10 million?
That's an easy job for $10 million.
It looks like an easy gig, right?
It's not even pocket change. What are you going to have? It don't keep you in cigarettes and Cheetos.
That's a lot of cigarettes and Cheetos.
Not if you're Britney Spears. Have you ever seen her smoke and eat?
No.
Apparently, she wanted double that, $20 million, in order to sign the deal.
Jeez.
Eventually, Fox and Simon Cowell walked away from negotiation tables, though Britney's got more work in her future. Reportedly, she's thinking about an offer she's getting from one of the big hotel and casinos in Vegas to be their resident performer. She would sit down and they'd build her a theater and she would just perform there until the deal ran out. Usually it's a three or 5 year deal.
It's close to here. Don't have to do a lot of traveling.
Yeah.
And while we're talking about money real quickly, I thought this was interesting. Top 10 music moneymakers for last year, according to Billboard.
Top 10 music moneymakers.
Yeah.
Chitty Bang is my guess.
No.
Okay.
Adele, 10th on the list with $13 million she made.
Just last year.
Just last year. This isn't touring. This is just from sales.
Oh, okay.
Okay, this is record sales. Celine Dion, $14.2 million.
Wow.
I'm sorry. Jason Aldean was 9th, then Celine Dion with $14.2. Sade, 7th on the list.
Really?
She's still alive?
Yes. Last year, she sold $16.3 million worth of records.
What?
Sade. Bon Jovi was 6th. Lil Wayne was 5th. Lady Gaga was 4th. Kenny Chesney was 3rd. U2 at number 2 with $32 million in sales. Who do you think was number 1? Let's biggest see. Moneymaker number 1.
Was Madonna touring?
Lady Gaga?
No, this wasn't tours. This isn't tours. This
Gaga.
Is,
oh, sorry.
This is sales.
Sales.
Wow.
Last year.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
Oh.
Taylor Swift.
Oh, wow.
$35.7 million.
Son of a gun.
Just in record sales.
Is she shocked by that number?
Are you surprised that she's making that face with big wide eyes staring around? And then she's like, I can't get a date. Oh, I'm such an ugly duckling.
What were the last three sounds?
Trank darts in the back of the head before I get the duct tape and the burlap bag, the cinder block. I'm Ralph Garman. Oh, no, I have birthdays, don't I? Ah, never mind. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. You know, we get a lot of email, and we've been getting a lot of email lately saying, hey, what's happened to Miss Double December? What happened to Joanna? How come you guys aren't doing anything with her?
Still in Bean's basement?
Yeah.
That's the answer I usually give back.
But then we realize, yeah, hey, what is up with her, and why aren't we using her more? Because we're bad. That's the answer.
No, we were just saving it. We were just holding back so we could just, bam, hit you with this, this photo shoot. There you go. How do you like us now?
Joanna, hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning, Joanna.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Much better today.
Yeah, after looking at these pictures, I'm a lot better. How happy are you with...
I love the time change.
I don't love the time change at all, no. How happy are you with this photo shoot?
Oh, I'm pretty happy. I love them.
Yeah, aren't they amazing?
I love them. They're pretty good. I like them.
It's funny because I've never liked a single picture that I've taken, and yet it's because I don't look like you look.
Oh, it does make a difference.
Maybe you should have Mike take them. He does really well.
The photographer is Mike Prado, P-R-A-D-O. And you can follow him on Twitter at Mike Prado Photo with an F, or you can go to his Facebook, Mike Prado. And
are there also more pictures like this at any of those places?
Yes.
The Facebook or the Twitter?
Yes. I was a little worried at first, but it was pretty good. I was pretty comfortable.
Now you're not a model. You really haven't that much experience doing this kind of thing, right?
Nope, not a model at all.
Yeah, well, you can't tell by these photos.
Au contraire,
you might have a future.
There's one here where you're laying in bed. That looks good.
Now, that's the one. Oh, that's the one, Kevin. You're worried about the bed. What about the sash? One.
The sash where you're looking the other direction.
You're looking over your shoulder back at the camera.
Uh huh.
And you're wearing the sash.
I love that. I love that.
And it's covering just one piece part of you.
We love that as well. And Ralph has determined that he wants to be a sash.
I want to come back in my next life as your sash.
Nice.
What was the experience like for you?
The photo shoot?
Yeah.
It was pretty good. It was comfortable. We did it in the evening after work, so it wasn't too far. I like that. And I don't know. I was pretty comfortable. I mean, I was worried about the actual pictures, but I kind of grew up in like a naked family, so changing and stuff like that doesn't really bother me.
You grew up in a naked family. Do you have sisters?
Sisters, moms, aunts. We don't have a lot of guys.
Ooh. Wow. The naked family.
Easy with the moms and aunts.
Yeah, Kevin doesn't think anyone older can ever be attracted, so you have to forgive him.
I'm saying
they're not that old. They're all actually pretty young.
All right. I'm saying it's fine with Joanna to be walking around naked. That's good. I'm good with that.
I've heard rumors, Joanna, that you're a single Miss Double December now. Is that true?
I am. I'm single now.
Wow.
Single.
Wow.
Hey, what the hell? I haven't even seen you guys yet all year.
Well, come on down to the studio.
Just invite me for a pizza party or something.
You know where we are. We're here every morning.
A pizza party. Let's have a pizza party.
Well, we want you to come join us for our April Foolishness comedy show up at the Gibson Amphitheater.
I'm really excited about that.
And we've got a little pre-party for those listeners who went the extra mile and got the We're Better Than You ticket package. It's the front row seats and the little pre-party. And we'd like to have you join us and say hi to the listeners.
I'm really excited.
Yeah, because if you don't, here's what will happen is Ralph and I will be back there and Bean, and we'll be talking to listeners. And everybody will be going, where's Joanna?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, where's Joanna?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hi. Yeah, sure. Where's Joanna?
And if you could you wear the outfit you wear in this photo? Just the turquoise booty shorts and the sash.
I'll try.
That's just that.
I'll try.
I don't think they're going to let me in.
Oh, you let us worry about that. You just show up looking like that. We'll make something happen.
We can get you in anything. So Mike Prado, again, the photographer, and the makeup and hair is done by Liz Carrillo. Liz Carrillo, the Twitter is Liz Carrillo MUA, which is makeup artist.
Mm.
So you can follow her if you'd like to and find out more information about that. But go to kevinandbean.com if you would like to see this particular photo shoot, which we would recommend highly.
Yeah. You need like a poster or something.
We should put out a poster.
You need a poster.
Hey, don't get sassy with me, young lady.
Wow. I'd rather have your poster, Joanna, than Ralph's.
I want to do a poster just like this one. I'm going to get naked and just look over my shoulder and just wear a sash around my junk.
No!
Yeah, we can compare photo shoots.
Well, it's a great photo shoot. We would like to ask all of our listeners to go to the website, check it out, kevinandbean.com or krock.com.
Why don't we ever do like a calendar with Miss Double December, like 12 months pictures with photos like this for each month? And we could sell it and make money for charity.
That would make too much sense.
How have we not done that over the past dozen or so years we've had this contest?
I'll tell you how. We used to do radio station calendars.
Yeah.
And then people...
With our ugly faces on them.
I agree.
But we put bands on, too.
I agree. We put
the faces of ugly bands on them.
That's true.
You know what we've never done? This is what we've never done.
That is true. That is true.
We need to work on that. We need to make something happen with you, Joanna.
Sounds good.
All right.
You should do like a May to December calendar.
Yeah, that'd be good. A 6-month calendar.
Yeah, it's a little late now, I guess, to start selling calendars, but the idea was there.
We could we could retrofit it. What do you call it? Retro? Make it retroactive?
Yeah.
People wouldn't go there for the dates, by the way.
I don't know.
Go there for pictures.
I just want to figure out some way to get more photographs of her. That's all I'm thinking
I agree.
About.
KevinandBee.com, KRock.com. Joanna, you're the best. We'll see you at April Foolishness, and then we have a summer concert, usually.
Okay,
then we'll see you at it as well. Thank you. Urban Outfitters, St. Patrick's Day clothes cause outrage.
Uh-oh.
Everybody's upset at Urban Outfitters now because they have a St. Patrick's Day line of clothing. One of which is a shirt that says Irish drunk.
Yeah.
The Irish don't get upset about stuff like this usually.
Well, they're known for drinking. I don't see what the big deal is, right?
Irish I was drunk is another one. And a congressman, along with members of congressional ad hoc committee on Irish affairs, sent a letter to Urban Outfitters saying these are offensive. And you need to stop it because it's too offensive and everybody's going to get their feelings hurt and blah, 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 blah,
oh,
blah,
come
blah, blah.
On.
So we have a spokesman. I'm not sure if he's from this group or some other group, but it is Seamus McGinn. Seamus, hi.
Oh, already with the music. Is that how it's going to be?
Well, I'm just...
Sure. Play Leprechaun music, why don't you, when you're talking to me on the phone.
Well, it's Irish music. I mean, I think yeah. It makes sense.
Yeah, but it makes it sound like, oh, we're going to eat some Lucky Charms all together now.
I would love that. That would be great.
I'm sure you would. It's that kind of behavior that is derogatory to the Irish.
Seamus, don't you think you're going a little overboard on this?
I don't at all. This clothing's disgusting, what this is about the Irish. I wish I were drunk.
Right.
Kind of funny.
Stop laughing. What are you talking about? What are you laughing about?
Well, it is sort of funny.
It's just a joke.
It's not funny at all. It's not a joke. It's not a joke. What if it said, anything that bleeds for a week, a month, and doesn't die is not human. How about that? How would you like that?
Wow, take it easy, Seamus.
A woman, how would you like that if they put that on a T-shirt? That wouldn't be so funny then, would it?
It's not funny.
No, it's not funny at all. Neither is Irish I were drunk.
It's not the same thing either.
No, Irish are drunk, by the way.
Yes, they are, pretty much.
That's not the case at all. Kiss me, I'm drunk, or Irish, or whatever, another T-shirt says.
Sure, kiss me, I'm Irish,
as if you're too drunk to even figure out what we are. And one hat says Irish yoga. It's a guy in his hands, and he's puking up because he's drunk too much. Stop laughing, it's not funny.
Well, those are funny, come on.
It's not funny at all. Hold a second, I'm just thirsty.
All right. Take your time. What are you drinking?
A Guinness, what else would I be drinking? For God's sake, at this time in the morning, what else would I be drinking?
8:30 in the morning.
Well, some people would drink coffee.
I will fight you both right now. How about that?
Listen,
you think the shots are so funny? How about you come see me right now? We'll throw down. I will kick your asses.
Why don't you take it easy? That's we're just talking. Extreme.
Why don't you take this right out of my pants? Take my shillelagh and make a wish on it.
Oh, my God.
Blarney stone.
Okay, listen. Seamus, we're just trying to have a normal conversation.
No, you're not. You're playing the music and making all the jokes and all. You're so drunk all the time. That's what I'm talking about. I'll punch you right in your face. I will knock your teeth out of your throat, and they will see who's chewing gum on the other side of their ass.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I'm drunk.
How do you chew gum out of the other side of your ass?
Well, maybe I'll tell you in one more Guinness. I'll tell you what that happens.
Maybe less Guinness.
Yeah.
You're not doing your cause much good.
Listen, Guinness is food, I'll have you know.
It's not food.
Even, yes, it's not even a drink. It's a food.
I see. Okay.
Because when you have nothing but potato seed, then it becomes just a sustenance.
No wonder you're so upset.
Why did it that wide list?
What?
Okay. All right,
I don't think...
All right, let me say this to you.
Okay.
I will find you! I'll you right up!
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It is 8:38 and time for this.
And now it's time for you to meet Kevin and Bean's Citizen of the Day.
A convicted murderer is suing his prison for £50,000.
Really? What did they do?
Because he says that it's a breach of human rights. That's what he's claiming.
Okay.
Carl Henderson, 40 years old, was jailed for 30 years for shooting dead a suspected drug dealer in 1996. But in the years since, the killer has received a series of Christmas and birthday messages from the victim's son.
Really?
The victim's son sent him Christmas cards and birthday cards. He claims the jail chief should have intercepted the cards before they reached his cell, complaining that he needed antidepressants after they kept arriving.
Oh, so they're like, it's Christmas, I'm glad you're in jail, F you for killing my dad, that
now
kind of
he,
stuff.
Now he wants 50,000 pounds for, quote, inhumane treatment.
Oh, my God.
Papers filed in the high court, at which Henderson represented himself. That's always a good sign. Mm-hmm. Only crazy people represent themselves. Say the cards created, quote, an intimidating, hostile, degrading, humiliating, and offensive atmosphere.
Oh, that poor man. He was depressed.
For the guy who killed his dad. So he's suing for 50,000 pounds.
Excellent.
And the court says, not so much from you.
Yeah.
Second story, a 77-year-old man in southern Oklahoma. 77. It's getting up there.
Yeah.
You got to wonder if people are even sexually active at that age.
Generally, I'd say no.
77-year-old man in southern Oklahoma has been charged with a crime against nature.
Oh, man. Just involve an animal.
Crimes against nature really
it's
only means one
good.
Thing. This guy's name is Jimmy Hawkeye Jeter. He has a previous criminal record and served prison time in 2008 for cattle theft and was arrested in 2011 for allegedly stealing horses.
He likes them big.
This time, he was caught on videotape having sex with a pig.
It's all livestock with this guy. What the heck?
A 77-year-old.
I've never heard of a pig.
A pig.
Come on.
Is he too old to try his game out on women? I mean, is that it?
Maybe. Come on. I'm impressed that he can do anything.
Yeah, but at the same time, a pig.
Oh, that's just gross.
Come on now. And finally, for a Kevin Bean citizen of the day, a guy got 3 speeding tickets in 1 hour.
Wow.
A Nevada man driving through Oregon racked up $2,000 worth of speeding tickets after being pulled over 3 times in 1 hour.
Police say they stopped Jose Romero Valenzuela 3 times. First, when they say he was going more than 100 miles an hour on I-84, then later...
Okay, now, if you get caught going over 100 miles an hour, what do you do?
You stop going 100 miles an hour, Kevin.
Because they might even take your car at that speed, right? So then you learn your lesson and you slow down.
Clocking him in at 98.
Then he got caught doing 98.
Well, he dropped 2.
Second ticket.
And then a third time at 92.
92. See, so he's slowing
down. He's
slowly
learning his lesson.
If he gets like 30 tickets, he'll get back down to the speed limit.
It's unbelievable.
Miles an hour.
So why was he in such a hurry?
Why was he in such a hurry? That brings us to...
How does the story end?
What could this guy possibly have been in such a hurry to? 102, 98, and 92.
Was he alone in the car?
In an hour. Yes, he was alone in the car.
He was alone in the car.
How does the story end?
Why was he in such a rush?
I don't know.
The Associated Press reports he was late for a court date on a meth possession charge.
Yes!
He was going to court for meth!
Now you know, Kevin and Beans, citizen of the...
Later this week we have Will Ferrell, by the way.
Oh,
coming in and talking about
not
his
awesome. Familiar, not familiar,
not familiar with Mr. Farrell.
What does he do?
He's a Spanish speaking,
another drunk Irishman coming on the show.
No, he's a Spanish speaking movie star. Mm. So we're going to have him in and talk about that coming up.
No habla.
Right now, it's time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
Before I get to the beat, I'm so torn this weekend.
Why?
Because it's St. Patrick's Day on Saturday.
Sure.
Which it's a cultural obligation. I must spend 24 hours. S-faced, lying in a pool of my own sick by Sunday, or else I'm not.
God.
I'm not really representing my forefathers.
That's true.
Being an Irishman myself, so I got that going on. We're doing the Hollywood Babylon show Saturday night at the Lovitz, the special St. Patrick's Day show. Kevin Smith and I are doing our show there at 10 p.m. And
if I can just butt in here. This is the one to see.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
Because Ralph's going to start drinking earlier than usual.
Yeah, I'm just going to put a bottle of Jameson's on the table, I think. And they're going to keep bringing me Guinnesses, and I'm just going to see what happens.
But my point is, he's going to have drink all that before he starts, even.
There's a good opportunity. Right. And Smith will be celebrating with green of his own.
Mm-hmm.
So you got that going on.
Sure.
He's experimenting with new strains now, which is very dangerous for
our
show.
Is that right?
Yeah, I don't know who's going to show up from week to week.
Oh, wow, interesting.
Captain Fantastic stopped by 1 week, and we just got to keep him with the Maui Wowie. It just seems to be the most agreeable strain. But the reason I'm torn, the reason the whole thing, this conversation got started, is because this weekend is also WonderCon.
What is WonderCon?
WonderCon is a comic book convention. It's a Comic-Con brought to you by the people who put on
Wonder Bread,
the International Comic-Con down there in San Diego.
Right.
Same folks. And it's going to be a blast. It's at the Anaheim Convention Center this weekend. And I want to be there so bad. Maybe I can go down Friday day after the show. I can just run down Anaheim and check it out.
What is this, a miniature Comic-Con?
It's not miniature. It's not as big as San Diego, naturally, but it's a huge event. And they've got tons of guest stars, and they've got people signing autographs, and they've got great comic artists and writers down there. And they'll have celebrities, and they're going to have screenings and, you know, sneak peeks of films and TV shows, as well as, of course, the comic book convention floor where you can buy toys and trade paperbacks and comic books and everything. All your geek needs will be satisfied this weekend at Comic-Con.
That is like Mecca for you.
Oh, man, it's just the best time in the world.
Yeah.
And I got so much going on this weekend, I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to get down there or not. But if you would like to go, and you should, go. I've got a pair of three-day passes. That's for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It kicks off March the 16th on Friday. Goes all the way through Sunday at the Anaheim Convention Center. The WonderCon, I've got a pair of passes for four lucky winners. If you want to call right now, 1-800-520-1067. And let's give it to callers 16, 17, 18, and 19. It's the 26th annual WonderCon down there at the Anaheim Convention Center, and like I said, I hope to see you guys down there at least on Friday. Maybe Sunday I can go, but Sunday I'm going to be filming.
No, you're not going anywhere on Sunday.
Yeah. But it's so much going on this weekend. So much happening. Are you guys celebrating the St. Patrick's Day anywhere?
I'm going to the Kings game. Anything?
Going to the Kings game.
Saturday night.
Nothing says Ireland like ice hockey.
That's right.
You know, they love their ice hockey in Ireland.
That's right. They love
it. Once the peat farms freeze over, they get out there with their skates. And Lisa, what are you going to do?
Telling you my plans,
I'll
man.
Go to an Irish bar.
Good for you, Lisa. Thank God you're
have
celebrating.
Have a drink for your people.
I'll go hockey. That's awesome. I'll go watch Canadians and Russians hit rubber. It's a good time, Patrick.
All right. Let's talk about showbiz news. It is Monday. That means we take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office. The Lorax, number one for the second week in a row. $39.1 million. Made it number one. John Carter was on Mars over the weekend, and its debut made a little over $30 million. Ordinarily, that would be encouraging.
Yeah, that's a big opening.
But because the movie did cost around $250 million, people are saying it's not a success. However, that's just the domestic box office. Internationally, it made over $70 million. So it made about $110 million in its opening.
Pretty
movie.
Good.
Pretty strong.
It's a pretty good movie, too. I think it'll get decent word of mouth.
The critics were not that in love with it, but the word of mouth has been really good. Everyone I know who's seen it says they really had a good time at John Carter. So perhaps it'll do better in a second week. Project X was third. Silent House was fourth. Speaking of reviews, everyone just raving about this Elizabeth Olsen, who is the sister of the Olsen twins.
From Silent House?
Saying what a terrific actress she is. Yeah, and I've always enjoyed her work. Act of Valor was fifth. A Thousand Words, the new Eddie Murphy comedy, in its debut weekend made $6.4 million. Not a great showing.
It's not huge.
For Eddie. Safe House, The Vow, This Means War, and Journey 2, The Mysterious Island, rounding out your top 10 at the box office this weekend. Well, it's another day, and another celebrity had naked pictures of herself hacked off of her cell phone. Last week, it was...
This is terrible. Who was it?
Christina Hendricks from Mad Men last week and Olivia Munn were both, I don't want to say lying. Yes, I do. They were both lying when they said that the totally nude photos of those two that showed up on the internet, those were fake.
Right.
The other ones, that was us. But not the ones of me showing my boobs and totally naked. No, no, no.
You're saying they were lying allegedly.
Well, here's the thing. One of my favorite websites, egotastic.com. We went through this at length at the Hollywood Babylon. If you want to listen to the podcast this week, we kind of broke it down. But there were nerds out there like CSI time. They there was photos and they were breaking it down and there was yarn, you know, connected from one picture to another, and it looked like the Zapruder film was broken down.
Sure,
the Kennedy assassination wasn't so overlooked. But we have photographic evidence. There's like moles in certain places, and somebody took it upon himself to go through photos of Christina Hendricks and map the vein patterns in her breasts, because her real, full, natural breasts, sometimes with her pale, pale skin, you can see the veins in them.
Right.
Mapped out the veins and then superimposed that, did an overlay onto the photos of her naked boobs that she says aren't her.
Right.
And the vein patterns match up. That's as good as fingerprints right there.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so.
Wow.
I'm just saying there's a lot of evidence out there to the contrary.
All right.
This week, as of today, Heather Morris from Glee.
Which one is she?
She's Brittany. The super funny, super sexy blonde dancer from Glee. Her photos apparently were hacked. They're up there at the egotastic.com website. You can find them there. And she likes being naked.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got some other photos of her being all dressed and stuff, taking pictures. You don't need those. But the naked ones, there's no question, because her face is in them and everything. So she won't be lying about it. But yeah, good times. Good times with that Heather Morris. She's the real deal. Right
She's something. She's funny. Exactly. Great dancer.
She is funny. And she's very naked.
And Muggs is looking for those photos everywhere but Egotastic.
Didn't want to go to Egotastic.com.
Nope. Did not want to click on that.
He's a rebel. He's an outlaw. He plays by his own rules.
He went to images.
He doesn't need us, man.
He's gone through.
He'll find it himself.
He's gone through 500 images. He can't find them.
He
can't figure out why.
He has to go the hard way. Today's celebrity birthdays. James Taylor, singer and songwriter of some note, is 64 years old today. Actor Ron Jeremy. He has a big penis.
Yes, he does.
I'm telling you right now, whether you've known that or not, it's the truth. Mm-hmm. He is 59 years old. Actor Aaron Eckhart is 44 years old. Ben Kenny of Incubus celebrates his 35th birthday. He's the bassist for that band. Claudio Sanchez of Coheed and Cambria is 34 years old. Actor Sam Levine from Freaks and Geeks and Other Projects turns 30 years old today. And one of Kevin's favorites, Liza Minnelli. Liza Minnelli celebrates her 66th birthday today.
Pretty hot, right?
You love her.
She's hideous.
You love Liza.
Liza believes she's still hot, and that's not an attractive way to
live. But how good was she on Arrested Development?
Awesome. She was great on that show.
But she played Lucille, too.
But because she played crazy old.
Yeah, but she's funny.
Yeah.
She's a talented, talented
actress.
These
photos of Heather Morris are pretty good.
You're very distracted, I can tell. I don't have your full attention at this moment.
They're pretty good photos, yeah.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:37.
Yep.
Ralph Garman is here with a look at the showbiz
beat.
Yep. Hey, by the way, we should mention again that you should go to the website.
Yep.
K-Rock.com, KevinandBean.com to see the latest photos. I put up a gallery of my favorite mug shots.
Oh, those are awesome.
Pictures of mug? Beer mug?
No.
I don't
mug shots.
See that.
When you get arrested, mug shots. Those are funny, but that's not why you go. You go because of Joanne Miss Double December.
Yeah.
And those pictures are pretty good.
Yeah.
I would go right now.
Yeah.
If I were you.
Drop your pants and get there.
Time for the showbiz beat. Here's Ralph.
Hey, Kevin, we had a chance to talk today about how you feeling about Peyton Manning.
Coming to Arizona?
There's two teams in the running. Apparently, it's your Arizona Cardinals and then the Denver Broncos.
I would love it.
Now, the smart money saying is probably more likely Denver. But still, you're still in the running. You got a shot.
Maybe we can get Tebow.
Yeah. I was talking to Dave about that. I said, what happens if Manning goes there and he goes, Tebow just back him up? I said, aren't you begging for a quarterback controversy, though? Because if Manning struggles in a couple games, all the crazy Tebow fans are going to be screaming for his name to step in. I don't think Manning wants to be in a situation like that.
There's
You got to trade Tebow while he still has some value since he's coming off a good season. And then you got to let Manning be your guy if that's the case.
Because you don't see Tebow as continuing.
He's not a long-term guy anyway. Yeah. Elway wants a passer, you know.
We have Kevin Cobb. I would be more than happy to sit him and have.
I like Cobb. He was an Eagle for a long
time.
I thought he was good.
I don't know that he's as good as Manning.
He gets hurt. Well, no. I don't. He probably is not. Yeah. The reason I bring up sports, however, is because there's a showbiz story that I thought was fascinating. Recently at a Thunder-Suns game on Wednesday night, there was something amiss in terms of shooting foul shots at the baskets. On one end of the court, teams were shooting for 49.4%.
Right.
About half of their foul shots went in. The other end, just 39%.
So,
I thought it was foul shots. This might be overall. This might just be shooting overall. The reason they're saying is the KUF.
KUF?
Yeah.
What is that?
The Kate Upton factor. Apparently, Kate Upton was sitting under the bench on one end of the floor in the front row, and they claim players were actually distracted by looking at her, and it was throwing off their shooting percentage.
Look, I'm not a professional basketball player, but I can tell you that would happen to me.
If you're dribbling down the court and you see Kate Upton, she had this low-cut shirt on and her fun bags were just there, all just being all spectacular.
Just being there.
You pull up, you hesitate, you double clutch?
Yes.
You have a problem
I do all that.
Getting that ball off?
I double pump.
I'm just saying.
It'd be funny if it actually was.
The KUF. The Kate Upton factor, they're calling it. A new stat they're going to have to keep in the box scores when they do basketball games. Yeah. All right, let's talk about the top 10 movies at the box office. It is Monday. We always take a look.
Excuse me?
The Lorax. Just hit that microphone, that little imp. $39 million made it number one again this weekend for the second week in a row.
That's a crazy second week number.
It is. These animated movies are just the biggest moneymakers in the world. John Carter, Disney's new science fiction blockbuster franchise. Came in at number two over the weekend. They were hoping for a $50 million. That would have been a good opening weekend domestically for them, they thought, considering they spent $250 million to make it. They only made $30. However, internationally, made over $70. So it's a grand total of over $100 million for the first weekend.
I saw it. I liked it a lot. And that Lynn Collins?
Lynn Collins is her name, yes. She's a good deal.
The Lynn Collins factor.
Project X, the LCF. Project X was third, then Silent House and Act of Valor, rounding out the top five. 1,000 Words, the new Eddie Murphy comedy, made a paltry $6.4 million at number six. Safe House, The Vow, This Means War, and Journey to the Mysterious Island, rounding out your top ten. While we're talking about movies, Sylvester Stallone, talking about Rambo 5.
Yes.
Rambo 5.
Yes. I am in.
Of course, he's still got Expendables 2 to get off the ground, but he says he is planning to bring Rambo back for another go-round.
When you're pushed, killing's as easy as breathing. You got guns? You ain't helping nobody.
Rambo 5. Here's seriously what the original plot was leaked as. Rambo versus a were-beast super soldier hybrid.
Nope.
Created by the government that escapes from a lab.
Nope.
Rambo versus a werebeast soldier.
Mm-mm.
Apparently that was not reacted too well by fans and filmmakers alike. So
yeah.
Stallone has restructured the series. He says now, since last we saw John Rambo, he was went back to his dad's house in Arizona. Well, that's close to the border.
Uh-oh.
I'm dying to do another Rambo, Stallone says. He's in Arizona on the border. It will involve with him going into Mexico. I don't think Rambo likes Mexicans. He said. I don't know.
Why wouldn't he say drug cartel or something like that?
I have no idea. Apparently Rambo doesn't like Mexicans.
It's over. Nothing is over. Nothing.
Nothing.
You just don't turn it off.
Thank you very much.
When asked if he plans to kill the character off, he responded, yeah.
Finally.
So maybe in 5, the Mexicans get the best of Rambo.
Maybe they don't like him either.
Maybe Rambo goes to a Dodgers game. In a Giants jersey. I'm just saying, who knows how he gets it? You don't know. Did you read the script?
No.
That's what I'm saying.
No,
you don't know.
I did not read the script.
You don't
I do know,
know
that it's not that.
You don't know.
I do.
I'm
know.
Saying you don't know.
But I know.
Another day, another celebrity cell phone hacked into. This time it's Brittany, the cheerleader from Glee. Heather Morris is the actress's name. She has taken about 20 or so nude photos of herself.
Damn her for keeping them to herself for this long, you know?
I don't understand it. I just don't get it.
I'd love to get a copy of that.
It's her in her house, obviously, or not obviously, but apparently, taking pictures of her boobs and her butt, and she's not wearing any makeup. It's not glamorous, not all that attractive. It's just someone naked, just with the phone, just shooting off a couple dozen pictures.
But looks pretty good.
She looks great, don't get me wrong, but I don't understand the thought process.
Because you're a guy.
Do women just sit around all day, just taking pictures of yourself naked?
I do not.
You do not?
No.
I don't think people do.
Giddy up.
I don't understand it. I don't get it. Unless maybe she's sending it to a boyfriend or something. I don't know. But anyway, they're all over the internet now. You can find them at egotastic.com. That's where I like to find these things.
Yeah. She does good work.
She does good work, and she's not denying it's her. I don't think you could, actually, these photos, because her face is all over them. But another celebrity. Look, don't do it. Or buy yourself a Polaroid. They still make Polaroids, don't they?
I don't think they do.
Really?
I don't know.
Then don't buy yourself a Polaroid. Just don't do it, then, because you will be hacked, and then you'll be embarrassed because they'll be on the internet, and then you have to explain. Or in the case of Olivia Munn and Christina Hendricks, you have to lie to us and say, yeah. Oh,
allegedly,
all 19 of the 20 pictures are me, except for that one where I'm naked. That's someone made that up.
Yes.
Allegedly. Lying, allegedly. We should do a call-in. Is it celebrities or does everyone do this? We should do a call-in topic of you got your naked photos released somehow. Your naked photos got inappropriately viewed by somebody accidentally. What happened? I would be fascinated to know about the people who were just sitting around taking naked pictures of themselves.
Well, and even if you do, because you want to send it to someone.
Let's not discourage that, though, first of all.
Can't you? You can delete it from your phone, and people lose their phones all the time. That seems crazy to keep it on the phone.
Why are you storing
them on the phone? Yeah.
Keep doing it, people, regardless of what these two say. These two wet blankets.
Use a digital camera.
Right.
Burn it to a disc and then put it in your safe or something. You have them for when you need them, but you don't have them. So
don't listen to Ralph either. Take them on your phone, make them good, and make it available to be stolen.
I'm just interested. Is it a celebrity phenomenon, or are there tons of regular people out there who are just taking all kinds of naked pictures and then they're getting out? People are finding them somehow, accidentally.
I've got 400 of mine on my phone, and no one wants them.
Your naked photos haven't been leaked yet?
I'm trying to. I leave my phone out. No one wants them.
Yeah, nobody, I saw them, and I just...
Nobody wants to see your leaky photos, Kevin. That's all I'm saying.
How dare you.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Presidential candidate and former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, 65 years old today.
Oh, he's going to have a party.
Oh, Mitt. I love a guy named Mitt.
That is a strange nickname.
Mitt.
What's it? President Mitt.
The ticket. He's finally getting a ball, I guess, right?
Oh, file.
I'm just saying.
All file.
Ball, wow. Ball and Mitt. Ball and bat. Maybe you can find his name. Bat. Mitt and bat. I'm just saying.
File. I agree.
65 years old today. Singer, songwriter James Taylor, 64. Ron Jeremy, a.k.a. the Hedgehog, 59 years old today. Aaron Eckhart celebrates his 44th birthday. Ben Kenny of Incubus is 35 years old today. I got through the whole show without saying Ken Benny. I'm very proud of myself.
Well done.
With an hour less sleep. Claudio Sanchez of Coheed and Cambria is 34 years old, and actor Sam Levine celebrates his 30th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning, we have an all-new Kevin and Bean show. We have some new beer mug interviews. He's going out today.
Nobody. You ain't helping nobody, beer mug.
Oh, beer mug helps everybody when he goes out.
Nothing's over!
He's doing a bunch of interviews, so we're going to have those for you tomorrow. And you know that's magic. Your naked photos ended up in the wrong hands.
I wish it over here. It happens over there.
Right over here. I just changed it. We had something else, and it's like, yeah, let's do that. That's better.
Sweet.
But we're going to need to see some kind of proof.
Oh, absolutely,
proof.
Yeah.
I mean, we can't just take your word
for
it.
It shouldn't be a phone segment. It should be an email segment. Right. Send us your naked photos, and we'll be the judge.
And comedian Greg Fitzsimmons. Should I try that again?
One more time.
Greg Fitzsimmons.
We'll fix it in post.
All right. We'll be on the program tomorrow morning.